Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to branch out and let go of fears. Every week, you'll get insight on how to be bold by simply bettering yourself in all aspects. Be sure to head over to the Live Well, Be Bold Facebook group to continue the conversation after each episode. Be bold by defining the path to your own life. I'm excited to have you guys here today. If you guys are not signed up for the Facebook group, be sure to join because I actually just posted my first live there where I talk about what I want this podcast, this movement to become. I want this place to be somewhere where you can be vulnerable, where you can strive to become better than you were yesterday. And in order to do that, we need a community. So if you guys have not signed up for the Facebook group, I would encourage you guys to do so. This episode is about getting started with what you have, even if you don't have it all figured out. But the one thing that you do need to do is believe in yourself. So I'm going to take it back to the 90s and share a story about somebody who really means a lot to me. That's my mom. My mom taught me hard work. She taught me drive, and she taught me to believe in myself. However, one of the biggest lessons that I learned from my mom is to take what you have and create your own opportunities. So my mom had worked in a flower shop and then a factory, and she just did not like working for people. So one day my mom was trying to figure out what her next step would be, and her friend gifted her this 3-foot cooking pot. And my mom instantly was like, okay, I have business experience and I love to cook. What can I do? So she started making tamales. So for the coming years, that is how my mom made her living. My mom had no clue what she was doing starting a food business out here in the United States. She wasn't from here. She had gotten her citizenship. She had gotten her GED, but she just did not like going to school and she did not want to work for another person. So she thought, well, how can I create my own opportunities with what I already have? And it was so much hard work. If you guys know what it takes to make a tamale, it is just tons of work. That's all I have to say. And so my mom started doing this for a few years, and slowly but surely, she started growing her business. She would go door to door to different businesses offering her food, and she would say, these are the best tamales on the planet. My mom had so much confidence. She didn't care how people looked at her, if she was in the parking lot, going car to car, being like, hi, do you want to buy the best tamales in the world? Like, she just is so confident in herself. And there were moments as a kid, I remember I would go with her and people were so disrespectful. It wasn't always, but there was moments where people would say, are you allowed to do that? Do you have papers? Are you an immigrant? And my mom would just smile at them and say, I hope you have a wonderful day. She would just kind of kill them with kindness, and her confidence grew stronger and stronger. And throughout the years, she grew her business. She grew her clients. And now everyone is like, Dora, when are you going to like cook for us? And she does catering and she has a bunch of dishes now. She just doesn't do tamales. And throughout the years, she was able to grow her business. But most of all, she was able to grow her confidence. So going back to what she started off with, she literally had $20 in her pocket, like the Macklemore song. $20 in my pocket, and a 3-foot pot to make boil the tamales that she makes. And so she went to go buy some masa, some banana leaves, because we're Guatemalan, so we use banana leaves. It's a little bit more different than Mexican tamales. Now I'm getting really hungry. And all the ingredients that she needed to make 100 tamales. That's how she built her business, with just $20 in her pocket and this pan. So she thought, okay, what do I have? I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know if this is going to be my forever, but the one thing that I do know is that I'm going to be successful and that I believe in myself, that this can provide for me and my family. She is somebody who nothing can knock her down. And so it takes me back to when I was trying to quote unquote figure things out. And it was actually in 2016 when this movement, Live Well, this mantra that I live by, Live Well, Be Bold, started. I was working as a production assistant on the Fox lot, and I remember knowing that I wanted to work in TV. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to work in entertainment. I just wasn't sure if I wanted to be a producer at this point, a writer, if I wanted to be in front of the camera. I had already been producing YouTube videos for myself. There was this one day where I posted a video on YouTube, and it was called Figuring Things Out. And I talked about how I didn't know what I wanted to do in my career. And a few years later, I found out that my boss saw that video, and that is the reason why I got laid off. This was like an older job. I've gotten laid off twice. Whatever doesn't knock you down only makes you stronger. And so I wanted to start my own business. There was something in my gut that told me, I want to start my own business. I want to be a full-time content creator. I don't really know what it is I want to do, but I don't want to work for anybody. But I didn't believe in myself. So I went back to working for other people. And then 3 years later, I got laid off again. And this time it was a dream job of mine. I was a social media producer. I was creating content. I was writing. I was producing. I was working with talent. I got to travel. Like, it was everything combined in that I got to work in TV and I still got to write and create content, but I was working in digital where content is shared quicker. And that's what I love about digital. It's like, if you have a passion, there's no excuse for you not to do it. And so that brings me to the whole point of this podcast. It's like, what do you have to start with? And how, even though you don't have it all figured out, how can you move one step closer to doing that thing that you're putting off that you want to do? And so for me at the time, it was my business. And when I got laid off for the second time in my TV career, I thought, if I don't start my business, that I'm letting myself down like I did 3 years ago, the first time I got laid off. And that means I don't believe in myself. I may have the skills to get started, but if I don't believe in myself, nobody will. So what's the point of having all these skills, writing, video editing, talking in front of the camera, whatever, all these skills that I had built up? What was the point of it if I didn't even believe in myself, if I couldn't even think, yeah, you know what? I do have this. I can start a business. So as soon as I got laid off, I made the promise to myself that I would be my own boss for at least a year. I would try it out. And whatever opportunity got thrown my way, maybe it was a full-time job offer that I actually really wanted to take, or maybe it was me, I don't know, working part-time somewhere and then just doing odd jobs, but living the best life in like Bali or whatever. Whatever it was, if in that year I grew confidence that I had been lacking, and I started believing in myself, that I was already one step ahead. And so when I first started my business, when I got laid off, I literally sat there like, oh my God, okay, I don't have it all figured out, but how can I start with what I had? So I'm like, okay, I have a laptop and I have writing skills and I know how to post and create strategy for businesses and television shows. So I'm going to call myself a social media strategist. For the past year, I've been going hard at that. And it just started from, okay, what do I have now? How can I get started? I don't have it all figured out, and that's okay, but I believe in myself. When I got laid off, I remember my boss saying, well, you know what? You have your YouTube channel and that's going well, right? And in my head, I was like, what? No, I mean, like, I don't make that much money off my YouTube channel. Like, maybe I can buy somebody dinner. I remember internally freaking out, being like, how am I gonna do this, but I want to be my own boss. And her saying that, like, you do so well on your YouTube channel, it's gonna go great. Like, I know that, you know, I'm sorry we have to lay you off, but you're so talented. I know you're gonna go far. And me thinking, like, wait, like, she can't say that. Like, I don't even believe in myself. So, like, how can she tell me that I am gonna, like, make it? And then I'm like, wait, no, she's right. I am gonna make it. I'm gonna start my business. I'm going to do this YouTube thing. I don't care how messy it looks. Sometimes even confusing for myself. And I'm like, oh my God, am I doing the right thing? Do I have it all figured out? I don't. Like, this person has it more figured out than me. And then I have to kind of like slap myself in the face. Not really, but metaphorically speaking. And I have to say, no, you got to believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, others will not believe in yourself. And that is just something that my mom taught me. And being that she only started with $20 in her pocket with a 3-foot cooking pot to start her catering business, and me, who all I had was my laptop, and then being like, I'm just gonna do this thing. Like, I'm gonna jump in full force in my business and I'm gonna believe in myself. I don't know where I'll be 3-5 months from now, honestly, but I do know my end goal. And I know that the reason I'm going to get there is because I believed in myself. I created my own opportunities by just starting with what I have. So if you guys have something that you want to do and you're like, I just don't know how to get it started. Like, I don't have a website. Let me remind you, when I started my business, I didn't have a website. I didn't have a business name. I was literally using my personal brand, What Would Carla Say? And I started saying, hey, I do social media. Like, I do social media strategy. And mind you, it helped that I worked with larger companies in the television industry. But the way that I branded myself and the way that I believed in myself in every post that I shared on Instagram, on Twitter, every YouTube video that I uploaded, and I said, this is what I do. This is what I want to do. I mean, even to the point when I started my business, I kept saying, I want to do public speaking. I want to do public speaking. I was just like, I believe in myself. Like, I'm a public speaker. I am a social media strategist. I'm a YouTube content creator. And then people started believing in me because I believed in myself. So I started getting these brands reaching out to me on Instagram saying, hey, can you do my social media? And I started getting other public speakers connecting me with conventions so I can go out there and do my thing and talk about how to build your personal brand, just being yourself and believing yourself and creating these opportunities. And so I remember being in Mexico a few months ago. I got invited to talk at this convention called Talentland, and my talk was about how to grow your personal brand with vlogging. When I got off the stage and people were like, you know, I used to be super shy, and just like hearing your story of creating these opportunities for yourself because you built your YouTube channel and because you've been open as to what you do and who you are and that you don't have it all figured out, but like you believed in yourself and created these opportunities and worked with what you had. Like, I'm so going full force in my business now. Like, thank you. And that meant so much to me because I didn't believe in myself 3 years ago. Honestly, I didn't. I felt that I would fail. And I know that we've all been there. And I think the reason that we get to that point is because we make excuses for ourselves. We say, oh, I can't get started because I don't have this, this, or that. Instead of thinking, what do I have to offer? What can I get started with? And like I said, when I started my business, all I had was a laptop. So that's all I could do. I didn't even have a camera. So I was like, I can't do videography. So I went hard on the social media strategy because I had a laptop, I can post for people, and I could do something that I enjoy doing with what I have. So if you're starting a business, or if you want to be a singer, and you're like, I don't have the equipment, I don't have instruments, I don't have this or that, start with what you have. You have your voice. I mean, even if you want to be a public speaker, you have your voice. You don't have to have a crazy website. I didn't. I believe that my brand and who I am is what's going to sell me because that's how much I believe in myself. And I want you guys to do the same for you. I want you to go out there and believe in yourself. And it's hard. I mean, there's moments that I doubt my capabilities. I let the noise around me affect my next steps. And even the thoughts in my head, you know, like, I don't have it all figured out. Like, I need to have everything figured out. But you don't. But like I said, the one thing that you have to do is believe in yourself. So anyways, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Honestly, like, I'm sitting here in front of my computer recording this podcast with some bullet points in front of me and a semi-script, and I just blew that out the window. I wanted this first podcast where I'm really just opening up about a personal story of mine. I want it to be raw and vulnerable and encouraging for you guys. Even starting this podcast, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was so terrified. What I do have is a passion to share this message of living well and being bold, of just bettering yourself, becoming better than what you were yesterday. And I'm striving for that. And I hope that you guys strive for that. But anyways, I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast and that you get something out of it. The way Live Well, Be Bold is going to work for season one is one solo episode, and then I bring on a guest. I want to be able to connect with you guys, and this is just the format that I decided to go with. And I also want every guest that I bring into my podcast, I want it to be the right story. I want these individuals to feel safe, to feel vulnerable, to feel bold to share their stories. So I want to make sure that this season, it's all about just spreading this message of living well and being bold. And I'm excited to introduce more guests to you guys and then also have these conversations. So, all right, guys, remember, believe in yourself and go out there and live well and be bold. I'll talk to you guys later.